Social media and staying safe. Hello, my name is Adam Chapman, and today we're going to be talking about protecting yourself on social media. When you're talking about social media, all sorts of websites come into your head, such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest. But social media has become an ever-growing phenomenon that has also become a multi-billion pound empire. The importance of staying safe on social media has become effervescent in our digitalised society, with everything you would want to know about a person on their Facebook page. Question: do you feel that your settings on Facebook and Twitter are secure enough so that people you don't know are seeing information that you perhaps wouldn't want them to see? 1.1 billion as of last September have a Facebook account, according to the Huffington Post in 2012. Only 25% of us bother to use privacy settings. ThinkYouKnowIt.co.uk founded a website campaign to ensure young people, like yourselves, have the knowledge to ensure that you are protected from paedophiles, groomers, and people you do not generally know. ThinkYouKnowIt.co.uk hold a youth advisory panel 4 times a year with 80 members talking about issues surrounding our digitalised world. What I want to highlight here is that having a Facebook account under the policy identified age of 16 is risky enough. But if you are under 16 and not using the correct settings to protect yourself from online predators, you are putting yourself at risk. On Guard Online features articles from parents, carers, teachers to advise young people like yourselves what to do using social media. Keep on track of what you're posting online, being wary of what you put online, such as that risky photo of you going out last night. This can all be tracked to you. Much like the 17 million check-ins made on Facebook in 2012, acknowledging other people of your location is a risky action to make, especially for your information to be put out in the open. Provocative photos on Instagram, informing people of your likes and dislikes using Pinterest posts. This only feeds information to cyber predators that you are doing in quite the informal manner. So what I'm saying here is to check your settings to ensure that when you're on Facebook and you want to apply for a job, that anything you do put on Facebook will not put your potential job aspirations at risk. I've been Adam Chapman. I hope you found this helpful.